With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal spending cuts continue. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer says voters want Congress to make the cuts in the same way DOGE goes about it.
Continues to root out waste, fraud, and abuse within our federal government. Our House Republican majority stands ready to ensure that our laws follow through on the mandate given to us in November to do the same.
House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain says Democrats don't seem to get it when it comes to the art of eliminating wasteful spending.
Millions of Americans are cheering for these cuts to waste, fraud, and abuse. Only extreme Democrats seem to have issue with it.
Also, at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian President Zelensky viewing President Trump as key to ending the war with Ukraine and Russia. But he also has a number of deep concerns. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Zelensky welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. The Ukrainian leader reportedly told the White House that Putin doesn't want peace, and he said he will only agree to meet in person with the Russian leader after a common plan is negotiated by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A legend at NASA has died. William Ray Lucas was 102 years old. He led a NASA facility that shouldered much of the blame for the 1986 Space Shuttle Challenger explosion. Major accident on I-80 in Wyoming, killing two people, injuring five. That crash involved a number of vehicles, several in and outside a tunnel. This is SRN News. President Trump adding another member of the clergy to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports says it will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. Minnesota State High School League says the participation by and the eligibility of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump signing an executive order giving agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding. This is SRN News. Fishing industry regulators have decided to scrap stricter new lobster fishing standards off the coast of New England.
This comes after months of protest from lobster fishermen that the rules were unnecessary and would bankrupt harvesters. The regulators were planning to institute new rules this summer that increase the minimum legal harvest size for lobsters in some of the most important fishing grounds in the world. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Council, which manages the fishery, said the changes were important to preserve the future of the lobster population that has shown recent signs of decline. John Scott reporting.
In Utah, kids as early as kindergarten would be required to learn about firearm safety. That in a classroom under a bill passed by the state house. Republican-controlled chamber approved the measure 59-10 and now sending it to the state senate. More details at SRNnews.com.